Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting 7th. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Bob Heisa. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Garr moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Cowens fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cowens. Garr scores. Horta goes all the way around to score. Gamble moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gamble scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook misplays the ball. That's an error on Nordbrook. Brett scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards third. Broemer catches it and throws to first to double up McRae. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk, who is chasing the ball. Zdeb reaches third base with a triple. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook misplays the ball. That's an error on Nordbrook. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordbrook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Zdeb reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards third. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zdeb moves to third. Porter moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second, with Patek covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry is hit by the pitch. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nordbrook hits a line drive towards the mound. Colburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Nordbrook. Patek moves to second. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Patek steals third. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hysa takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hamilton now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Jack Kuchek now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens is hit by the pitch. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Essien and he is out, Nordbrook applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hysa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hysa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then pinch runs for John Mayberry. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Spencer. Way then moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then scores. Zdeb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek bunts towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Zdeb moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hysa bunts between the mound and first base. Kuchek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hysa for the out. Zdeb scores. Porter moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 4 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gamble moves to third. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 3 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.